Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning and happy Friday. This is Maya and Natalie with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Sunshine Coast local James McAloon is preparing for his 500-kilometre trek in Antarctica. He'll be leaving in December and he plans to be skiing from the coast and then climbing Antarctica's tallest mountain. James said it's about a 500-kilometre journey through the Ellsworth mountain range, originally pioneered by another Australian team. The expedition will start at a place called Constellation Inlet, where nobody has done a ski expedition from.
For Ipswich locals, a warning has been sent out to all dog owners as the disease canine parvovirus has been affecting the southeast Queensland region. The disease is highly contagious that targets the gastrointestinal tract. It spreads through the contact with contaminated feces. Puppies and unvaccinated dogs aged 6 weeks to 6 months are at the highest risk. Animal Welfare League Queensland Vet Directioner Dr. Sarah Elliott said our teams are doing the absolute best we can to manage this outbreak, but the best prevention is ensuring that your pets are vaccinated.
In national news, Uber Australia is being accused of discrimination after two drivers refused service to a man with an assistance dog. The plaintiff is Peter Frank, who, in February 2023, requested a ride from Melbourne Airport with his seeing eye dog, Anya, but claims to have been rudely denied a ride by two drivers who simply drove away. Peter Frank is suing the company with a hearing date to be confirmed, where he will argue the rights of people with a disability being treated as equals.
The number of e-scooter injuries across Australia has hit a record high number, with riders still not following the rules. The Gold Coast has seen a 635% increase in emergency room visits from 77 in 2019 and 2020 to 566 in 2023 and 2024. Gold Coast Health Medical Director of Trauma Services, Dr. Walsh Shiger, said that better safety education for riders and more understanding of road rules are imperative to the slower rate of injuries.
In international news, what is currently being named as the world's largest coral has just been discovered beneath the waters of the Solomon Islands. Scientists stumbled across the discovery accidentally during a survey of the ocean's health index and measured the coral to be 34 metres and over 5 metres tall. Marine experts have highlighted the importance of keeping the reef safe as it provides many homes for a diverse range of species and is very high in ecological value.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It is currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au/news.